us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. We're in a series I've entitled Kingdom Faith. Amen. Now this ain't gonna have no switch on it. Amen. We're gonna go with faith for, because many in this hour truly need to be infused. Amen. With faith. Amen. You see, is faith or without faith is impossible. You know, God is merciful. Even when we don't please Him, He's still merciful to us. But it's a whole another ballgame, another realm when you begin to please God. Your life changes. Yes, it does. And it changes for the good. So today, I'm going to talk to you about what I've entitled Faith for the Mountain. Amen. Faith for the Mountain. Amen. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 34 and 35. Daniel 2, verse 34 and 35. Daniel chapter 2, verse 34, 35. It reads, Daniel is explaining or interpreting a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. He said, "Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, and that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." Now let's go down to verse 45. I'm sorry, verse 44 of that same chapter, 44 and 45. "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure." We see here Daniel interpreting a dream that God gave to a pagan, a heathen king. Amen. But a vision, a dream that pertained to the future of kingdoms. And so what I want to establish first is that God showed him, and Daniel interpreted it, that there's a kingdom coming that is hewn out without hands. It's not a kingdom of buildings and territories, but rather a spiritual kingdom. All right? A spiritual kingdom. Now let's go to, let me pause there for a moment, because that kingdom, as Daniel said, shall not be left to other people, but it will break in pieces and consume all the other kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Amen. This is the kingdom of God. Amen. Of which we are citizens. Amen. Now understand, that kingdom struck the image at its feet, where the iron was mixed with the clay. This is what we are seeing and experiencing in our time, and we are called into the kingdom for such a time as this. And we are seeing man mix the iron with the clay. But the good news is that this kingdom is going to strike the image on the toes. Amen. In other words, the gates of hell is not going to prevail against the kingdom that God has hewn out without hands. Amen? We are born again, not of the will of man, not of the flesh, but of God Himself. Amen. Amen. You didn't just join a church. Amen. You were born into the church. We're not just coming to a building. We are the temple. Amen. So we are that kingdom hewn out, that stone kingdom hewn out without hands. Now in Luke chapter 17, verse 20 through 21. Luke chapter 17, verse 20 through 21. The Gospel of Luke 17, 20 through 21. It says here, and when he, Jesus, was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. Amen. Let me say that again. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is coming, but you won't be able to observe it. Amen. Verse 21 says, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. All right, so that kingdom hewn out without hands comes without observation, but it's inside you. Amen. This is very important. It's a spiritual kingdom. Amen. Amen. It's a spiritual kingdom. Now we're talking about mountains, faith for the mountains. Let's take a look at. Because in a congregation this size, or even with two people, you may be facing or dealing with a particular mountain while someone else is dealing with another mountain. You'll understand better as we go along. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Now we've established that this kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, hewn out without hands, and this kingdom is going to destroy all the other former kingdoms or the systems. Amen. Amen. Of this world created by man. Amen. Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3. Isaiah 2. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, that the mountain, somebody say the mountain. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Amen. And shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So let's establish here, when we look at mountain in this context, that mountain has to do with a kingdom, and that kingdom has to do with authority. Amen. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. It shall rise above all the other authorities, all the other kingdoms that have governed, that have possessed, that have ruled the world. It's going to rise above it. That stone hewn out without hands is going to destroy that until the whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. So the first thing we want to understand is that this mountain has to do with authority. Now, some are struggling, or let me say, they need to exercise faith for their mountain. Amen. Because Jesus said, the kingdom of God comes without observation. The kingdom of God is within you. Some today need to conquer that mountain that's within. Amen. God's given you authority, but you don't walk in it. Amen. He's anointed you, but you allow circumstances to govern you. Amen. He's given you the victory, but you don't walk in the victory. Amen. So you need to deal with that mountain. The kingdom of God that comes without observation is within you. Amen. You must conquer that first.
Amen.
Within, if you're going to conquer this which is without.
Amen.
It's a spiritual kingdom, and that mountain, that kingdom represents your authority. It's time for the church to rise up into her authority and exercise her authority and stop allowing your flesh, amen, the carnal man, amen, the world and all that's in the world to govern you and dictate your narratives. Amen. So we see that that's the first thing. Now authority and rule also mean dominion. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 through 14, Joshua chapter 14. Let's take a look at another type of mount. Verse 6 through 14, we see Joshua and Caleb, after having suffered for 40 more years with unbelieving Israelites, that finally they are there in that promised land. And let's read in verse 6 of Joshua 14. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. 85. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, give me my mountain. Whereof the Lord spake in that day, give me my mountain. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, giants, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. So we see an example there of one who went in and possessed his mountain. He had faith for his mountain.
Amen.
Now, again, mountains may vary. Let's take a look at something. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 through 20. Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.